This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. رياض عزازي, welcome you to another episode of Rock Ramadan 2017, day 8. So we're trying to keep these series short and sweet, talking again about the names of Allah, and still with this beautiful name of Allah, Al-Qarib, the near, the close. We don't want to rush the names, we want to start to live with these names, we want to implement them into our lives. Allah in my life, Allah Al-Qarib. And we talked about the best way to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the sujood. And you know that Prophet Muhammad used to make long sujood, especially at night. You know, especially at night, his sujood, it's been narrated that the Sahaba said that his sujood used to be equivalent to reciting 50 ayah in the Quran. So how long does it take you to recite 50 ayah? That's how long it takes Prophet Muhammad, you know, to be in his sujood at night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when He says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servants ask you about me, O Muhammad, I am near, I'm qareeb. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the call of the needy. So again, the best time to make dua, in fact, is when you are in the sujood, qareeb. So you're so close to Allah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these beautiful names, you can work them all together, subhanallah. You know, so you are in sujood. So you're close to Allah azza wa jal. You take that opportunity and you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran when He says, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَارِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَا اللَّيْلِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about those who are obedient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَانِتًا آنَا اللَّيْلِ, you know, at night, سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا. سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning, you know, سَاجِد before قَائِم. So because when you're standing in the salah, you do qiyam first, and then you do sujood. But Allah here, He mentions the sujood before the qiyam. You know, so is the importance of the sujood in the salah and to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, my brothers and sisters, sometimes you see people who may have the latest, you know, brand name of this watch and that purse and this car and this phone, the latest and greatest, yet they're not happy. He has the latest of everything, yet they're not happy. They're far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is Al-Qarib subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, to another thing that you will earn once you become close to Him through the sujood, Hubbullah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says that, Allah says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِ بِشَيْءٍ حَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And the closest a man can be to Allah azza wa jal is with, you know, by him implementing the al-fara'id that Allah Azza wa Jal has prescribed on us. And وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي تَقَرَّبُ إِلَيْهِ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. And the more nawafil, the more supererogatory prayers, voluntary prayers, and this is the month of Ramadan, to do those prayers that you will do, you know, these voluntary prayers, nawafil, you will earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, I'd like to share with you, you know, again, some practical ways on how to live with the names of Allah, you know, in this month, the name of Allah, Al-Qarib, you know, throughout the week. But I will do that in the next episode, inshallah ta'ala. Until then, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.